I'd like to formally introduce Barbara Crowe to you now. She is the Director of Music Therapy at Arizona State University. She also has a Master's of Music in Music Therapy. She has a clinical experience at the Neuropsychiatric Institute working with emotionally disturbed adolescents. Barbara Crowe's personal research agenda includes the historical adolescent of current music therapy practice and the newly emerging sound healing and subtle energy practices. She served on the board of directors of the Institute for Music, Health, and Education, and is an interview subject on the video of Sound, Mind, and Body. Barbara Crowe has been very active in the American Music Therapy Association, formerly the president of the National Association for Music Therapy, over the last 25 years. She served as chair of the Unification Task Force on Education and Clinical Training, which revised and rewrote the educational standards for music therapists in the United States. She has been awarded the American Music Therapy Association Award of Merit for Distinguished Service to and Promotion of the Profession of Music Therapy. She served as Executive Director of the nonprofit organization Rhythm for Life from its inception. This organization was a unique coalition of music therapists, professional drummers, and percussionists, and the music products industry. It promoted rhythm-based music therapy, interventions, and community drum circles for the elderly, at-risk youth, individuals in drug and alcohol treatment, and prison inmates. Barbara is also the author of Music and Soulmaking Toward a New Theory of Music Therapy. She's the author of Implications of Technology in Music Therapy Practice and the author of Best Practice in Music Therapy, Utilizing Group Percussion Strategies and Shamanism and Music Therapy, Ancient Healing Techniques in Modern Practice. So, Barbara, once again, welcome. We've enjoyed your talk on ethics, and now we're honored to have you represent the music therapy profession.
Thank you.
So I'm going to start off by asking you some questions. Would you please give us a brief history about music therapy?
Yes, I'd be happy to do that. You mentioned, Tina, that the date 1950 was important to the formation of the profession of music therapy, and that's true. That's when the National Association was formed. But actually, the modern profession of music therapy really began at the turn of the 20th century when a number of musicians began playing in hospitals for patients, even in surgical theaters, playing at the bedside, and this whole interest in hospital music triggered the federal government to create a committee on music in hospitals, and a lot of musicians and music educators got involved in that. Until about 1940, when hospitals, particularly psychiatric, began to use musicians, but also music teachers, particularly at the Menninger Foundation Clinic in Topeka, Kansas. And they began to work with the head of the music department there at the time, E. Thayer Gaston. And a lot of the graduate students in music education were sent to the hospital to engage the clients in meaningful activities as part of their therapy. By the time the hospital music committee and these people who, music educators, had been working in these psychiatric hospitals began to get together and have meetings, they began to realize that there was more to what was going on than just going and playing. They were finding that patients would have reactions to the music or whatever, and they didn't know how to handle it. And so they felt that if this was going to be a true professional therapeutic profession, that they needed to look at what they needed in terms of educational standards. What would a person who was using music with patients in a hospital need to know and need to know how to do? And so by 1943, there was the first degree program in music therapy at Michigan State University, and a year later, Another degree program was established at the University of Kansas in Lawrence, and the profession of music therapy was launched, culminating in 1950 when the National Association for Music Therapy was formed, and they began to publish journals, books, sponsor conferences, develop research agenda, and develop all educational standards and clinical training programs to bring what had started as volunteers playing music in hospitals into a true healthcare profession. So it started out both in medical hospitals and psychiatric hospitals, but definitely bloomed out from there.
Can you talk to us about the scope of practice for music therapy and what the training prepares you to do and the population that music therapists serve?
Sure. Well, I think, you know, we've had quite a bit of time to think about this and to formulate what we really believe is happening here. I think I need to stress that music therapy is a true therapy profession and has a lot of the same educational aspects as counseling or family therapy or marriage counseling or psychologists, that sort of thing, because we recognize that and are based on the idea that it is actually the relationship, as in any therapy discipline, that is the agent of change. But uniquely to music therapy, we added in the relationship not only to the therapist, but to the music, so that the agent of change in music therapy is the client or patient's experience of the music. We have an interesting three-way relationship with the client, the trained therapist, trained music therapist, and the music itself as a direct agent of that setting that relationship. You know, a music therapist is not in the business of prescribing or administering the most appropriate music. It really involves shaping the client's experience to that music. Music therapy is not unique because of the use of music, but on its reliance on music experiences, the primary aim, process, and outcome of that therapy. Music therapy methodology is based on what the client experiences, based on what the music therapist does to shape that experience. It is defined by the extent to which the client experiences music, not whether the music therapist is actively engaged in music making per se. Music therapy occurs when the client experiences music therapeutically within a client-therapist relationship. There are many levels of that involvement that don't have time to go into that, from very basic things like teaching counting skills to special needs children, all the way up to deep psychotherapy with music as the primary impetus for that experience. We talk about, because this is about the experience for the client, we talk about those experiences as being music therapy interventions or music therapy activity interventions. And they really come in two broad categories. We have active interventions, where the client is playing, performing, responding to, improvising, composing or songwriting music as forms of expression, as a form of personal exploration, working through conflicts and difficult relationships, and all that can take many levels and different forms. We also have receptive techniques where the client listens to music, experiences the music with their bodies, works with their inner life through the music, is able to hear themselves and others in a musical interaction, to relive experiences or stimulate memories, and have transcendent experiences. From the beginnings in psychiatric and general medical hospitals, music therapy very quickly expanded to many, many populations. We work extensively with children with special needs, cognitive impairment, developmental delays like autism spectrum disorders. We work with older adults who have stroke problems, Alzheimer's disease, other kinds of cognitive impairments. We work in drug and alcohol rehab. We work with children, adolescents, adults, in various facilities for psychiatric or mental health issues. We work in head injury rehabilitation centers. We work in general medical hospitals, cancer care units, pediatric units as part of the child life team. We work in hospices. We work in NICUs, neonatal intensive care units. We work in pain management. We work in physical health. We work in wellness and prevention. We have a huge push into community music therapy, where we're going out to the community. Our Kern Association has a large outreach for communities and people in trauma, you know, who need support through traumatic community events or weather events or that sort of thing. And we're growing all the time. I hear of new applications all the time. The training prepares you, first of all, to be a musician. All music therapy is based in as a university training. It is a bachelor's degree in music, so a music therapist is trained like any other professional musician in this country. So they take all the music courses, the theory and the history and the lessons and the ensembles and conducting and everything that the music people do. They also have a core of music courses that are specific to music therapy, expanding out of their traditional classical training to include popular music and jazz, children's music, learning a lot of these activity interventions and skills that we need to implement those interventions, like guitar playing and social instrument playing and composing and improvising and that kind of thing. And there's a core of training courses specifically in music therapy techniques, from an introductory course in their freshman year to a professional practice course, techniques courses, a course I teach that I call Music Therapy and Group Process, which is actually the training in counseling skills as it relates to music therapy. And then there are clinical portions of that. There are 4 pre-internship experiences they do, and then there is a 6-month full-time clinical internship before they graduate and then are eligible to take the certification exam for music therapists. This is an organization called the Certification Board for Music Therapists that is separate from our national association. It is an accrediting board that is accredited by the federal agency that oversees that in this country. You must pass an exam with a wide sweeping knowledge and skills test, and if you complete that successfully, you become a music therapist board certified, which is the national credential throughout the United States for music therapists. There is a continuing education component. You must have 100 hours of continuing education over 5 years, or you take the test again. So again, all in keeping with professional standards. We have a code of ethics, we have standards of practice, and everything that sort of is the bells and whistles of a professional organization.
Great. And can I ask you what the usual pay scale is for music therapists?
It varies greatly from state to state, of course. We do keep employment statistics, and those are available, I think, to the public. Our information source book publishes them every year. I think starting salaries ranges from $25,000 up to $40,000 a year, with, you know, increase as you get more experience or if you add a master's degree to your training, which we now have. And you can get a PhD in music therapy if you're so inclined, and particularly if someone wants to teach. The training, I mean, it is a four-year bachelor's degree plus the 6 month internship, so it's really a 4.5-year bachelor's degree. All done on the university level.
Right. Is there anything else, Barbara, that you'd like to add about music therapy?
Well, I always find it interesting that the roots of music therapy 110 years ago was musicians playing at the bedside in the hospitals. It's been interesting to me to see the development of the therapeutic bedside players, the harp therapists, sort of coming back to that idea, but doing it, looking at it as a more formal, something where you can be educated to do that rather than just going in and volunteering. I mean, certainly countrywide, there are still organizations that put volunteers in hospitals to play. And I am a firm believer in more music the better. But I think we need to keep in mind that the profession of music therapy evolves, because the sense is that they, you know, those musicians playing at the hospital, playing at the bedside, needed more training to not only be more effective, but to do no harm.
Right. Well, thank you, Barbara, for giving us that insight to music therapy.